This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Our next guest has always liked dolls. When she no longer played with them herself, she began sewing them. Today, she's still sewing dolls, but it's now taken on a whole new meaning. She's making them for children who don't see their physical appearances in the other dolls out there. Amy Jandrusevitz is a former pediatric oncology social worker. She handmakes dolls for children with physical differences that we don't usually see portrayed in toy stores. Her work is called A Doll Like Me Creations. Amy, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio.
Sure, thank you.
Well, tell us about your own story. You grew up loving dolls and then you ended up making them.
Yes, so I played with dolls probably until it was socially not appropriate anymore. and this was just a natural way to keep doing it. I've sewn dolls for as long as I can remember, but in this capacity, it's been about 4 years.
Right. Talk about how you got a request for a very specific doll that got you started on this path.
So social media is kind of remarkable in this way. It's kind of one of those friend of a friend stories. And so a friend of a friend knew that I could make dolls, and she had a little girl who had her leg amputated. And so she wondered if I could do a doll for her little girl. And I did, because that's a really easy thing to do. And I had never thought of it before. And so I did a quick search on the internet to see what was available. And the images that you see typically of kids with differences are not only humiliating, but they're really demeaning. And so I realized this was a really underserved group of kids. And so within 2 months, I had 200 doll orders.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can't keep up with that much. That's a lot.
Right. I've never been on top of it. That's correct.
Now talk about what it's like when you see a kid for the first time have a doll. Is maybe mind-blowing that looks like them.
So the funny thing, so out of all the dolls I've ever made, I actually have never seen a child in person get one. So I really, really like pictures, and videos are... I mean, it's kind of like being a fly on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And some of those videos, in fact, there was one just the other day of a mom opening a doll of her son that died of cancer. And it broke me. It really, like, people ask, how do you not get attached? I don't know, because I do get attached. And watching that was just, I don't even know how to describe it. It was really... I have so much humility, I think, when I see that. So I love those videos.
Can you talk about some of the different designs of dolls you've done for kids with different appearances?
So initially, those 200 orders were just for kids with limb differences, limb or hand differences. Because you look at your 10 fingers and you realize there are a million permutations of a hand. So it went very quickly into... I've never seen a doll. Could you do X, Y, or Z? And so the next request was Chinese albinism. So I think if there's some type of a difference, I've probably at this point seen it or heard about it. Just because dolls don't look like the ones, or kids, I'm sorry, kids don't look like what you see on the store shelves.
Right. And I think for people whose kids do have dolls that look like them, they might not even think about this. I never thought about this, honestly.
Right.
Why is it important for kids to see toys, dolls, representation that looks like them?
So, I mean, let me just quickly tell you an interesting story. My little girl is 3, and after watching a Disney princess movie, the first thing she said was, I wish I had blonde hair and blue eyes. And if you see her, she actually does. And so it shows you how early kids internalize this standard of what they should look like. And so you look at, for example, a child of color, or you look at a child with some type of a difference, or maybe even both, and you realize that they will never see themselves on a store shelf. And that's so important. Representation is, I think that dolls can do things that we never even imagine.
Speaking of the videos, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has one up of, I think it was a 14-year-old girl. She had a hand that looked different.
Yes.
There's an unboxing video, I think they call them, online. And a very short video. I recommend people go track that down because it's very powerful.
Oh, truly. And you know, that it happened, first of all, and second, that somebody caught it on tape. It's a very... visible. If somebody says, why are dolls important? I would tell you, you've got to watch that video.
Absolutely.
That's a snapshot of why.
There might be people out there, Amy, thinking, this is awesome. How can I help? Can they help? What can they do?
Sure. So, gosh, there's a million ways that they can. I think that we all crave to do something to help other people. This is a really tangible way to help kids. And so I do have a GoFundMe because in my mind, none of these families should have to pay for a doll like this. It should be a gift on behalf of our community that we say, look, we've done you a disservice. We really do support you, no matter what you might think or what people, you know, might say to you. We really do support you, and you have a place at the table too. So I would love for this to ideally be a gift to all kids. So that's why I started a GoFundMe. Sometimes crafters will ask if they can make a quilt for the dolls or clothes. So I'm totally open. There's actually a Cub Scout group right now sponsoring a doll. They're going to sell cookies to buy one. So there's a lot of things we can do.
Okay, out there listening, I know we have toy companies in Wisconsin. We have artists, we have designers, we have illustrators. What would you say to them, so it isn't just a volunteer effort here, to say to them to reflect the people out there of different races, with different disabilities and physical appearances?
So that's I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think that's the second part of these dolls is they're front and center because we're ready for a different narrative. And the narrative needs to be, look, we're going to represent all kids, the kids that are on commercials, the kids that are in movies, the kids that you see on the toy shelves, the kids that you read about. That needs to be the narrative. And I think that we're at the point where we're hungry for a different narrative.
Amy, thanks for the work you're doing, and thanks so much for coming up to the studio today.
Sure, thank you.
That's Amy Jendrisovich. She's a former pediatric oncology social worker. She handmakes dolls for children with physical differences that aren't usually reflected in commercial dolls. Her work is called A Doll Like Me Creations. We're going to have a story from our web team up pretty soon at WPR.org. We'll have some pictures up there as well. You can check that out.